Welcome to Briefings and Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the packet pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research and commentary. I'm Greg Farrow, with me is Drew Conry-Murray. It's the 24th of January and we've just come from a session at Thousand Eyes at Network Field Day 17. Drew's here with me in San Jose. Now,
we're outside recording by the pool, you might hear a little traffic noise.
A little traffic noise, but you're not hearing us splashing around in our...
It's way too cold to be in the pool.
It's a little cold, even though it's Silicon Valley. Now, Thousand Eyes started out talking about their monitoring the internet as a network. And, you know, we've been banging on about SD-WAN, and the internet isn't actually an internet, it's just a public WAN, and everything's going to go over that. And they've got this product that sits there, has monitoring nodes all over the internet, so you can get visibility into it, right? And, of course, the problem with it, Thousand Eyes, is because it's such a visual product. It's really about seeing all of the way it's displayed on the screen. But it can detect brownouts in the internet, upstream, downstream. And so they went over that again. Now, we've talked about that plenty. We've had them, you know, full disclosure, they've been sponsors on the show.
That's right.
See anything new?
They talked a little bit about a product they've got coming out called Internet Visibility, where they're actually looking at performance metrics for the internet so they can do things like detect BGP leaks or hijacks, DDoS attacks. That's forthcoming, but they gave it a little preview. For the internal project, I think the new thing was that they are now adding SNMP data to what they're collecting for your internal network at the branch or at the data center.
That's right. So now you can, Thousand Eyes is starting to add monitoring of your internal private network to its capability.
That's right. And so you get a clearer picture of all the hops that you control. You know, they can do a ping or trace route to get you a little bit of data. Mm. Now they can add SNMP to that mix, so you get more like what interfaces the packet going in and out of. Am I seeing drops? Am I seeing discards?
Which is really interesting, because what you're basically doing is you're bringing in a VM image and you load it into the appropriate place, and then you tell the VM to reach out and start polling your networking devices, just like anybody else's. But what they're then doing is feeding that into the Thousand Eyes system, so you can see interfaces up, down, packet loss up, down, brownouts. They're also saying things like, because they've got various agents in the network where they're in the packet flow, they can also detect DNS errors and...
That's right.
Yeah. So there's two separate things going on here. One where they're going to do the VM monitoring the network devices in your private network, and they've got another one where they can actually monitor the packet flow at critical points in the network. I imagine. I thought that's what I came away with.
So yeah, I
think maybe so. Talk to them. And then they can see, like, they showed a demo where somebody wasn't able to log into live.com. And it turns out it was the local DNS server that couldn't do it, because
they
could get to google.com. So what's wrong with the local DNS server? Well, they can't help you with that. But
at least they save you the hassle of going, okay, is this an Office 365 problem? Is this a problem on the WAN provider network, or is this a local problem? They can get you to the fact that it's DNS, so you go fix it.
That's right. So that's the client or the agent in the user client.
Right, then they can put a client right on the user's laptop, mm-hmm. so you get a pretty good degree of visibility.
And we've seen a few startups
about
in that
YouTube,
space.
What the user is up to.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that enterprises love today.
Yes, they do.
That's, of course. And then they talked a little bit about their how many agents they've got. They said, I've just took a note here, they've got 3,000 enterprise agents around the internet and 4,000 cloud agents of their own that monitor the BGP routing table, which I thought, that's hard to emulate. So
that's,
if you want to come in and compete with them, then you're not going to see too many of those. And then they talked about future product. Now, this was interesting because I always want to see where these companies are going to. Because if you're getting on board a platform like these, you want to know that there's a sense of movement and motion, and you want to, if you're going to build a strategy where you start here, you want to be able to, them going in a direction you want to go,
right?
Not going in a direction you're not going. So I think that's important. So they're talking about moving into monitoring routing anomalies, so starting to detect if your prefix, if you own a BGP prefix, whether it's going to get hijacked, you know, or whether there's some sort of, you've been bumped from some provider upstream and downstream. So that's a service that normally requires a custom provider.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was DDoS detection, which I think is interesting, because normally you have to go to a custom product. So if you go and work with Akamai or, you know, Imperva or, you know, whoever it is that you're going to use, you have to bring their probes into your network. And then once you know that you're being DDoSed, you have to, you know, they activate an upstream route to send it into their scanning and cleaning service.
Right.
So again, all of a sudden, a product which was just monitoring BGP is now getting into this active part.
And what's also neat about this is they're not just looking at one provider. They've got probes that are looking at a Cogent, a Verizon, an AT&T. Mm. So you get more of a clear picture of what's going on rather than just relying on information coming from your own provider.
Right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up. That should be enough to wrap up on that one. So this has been Briefings in Brief. Thanks for listening. If you want more information, there's a blog post over on packetpushers.net. And you can find this entire series and how to subscribe to our whole range of podcasts at any time at packetpushers.net. Thanks for listening.